The following is a lecture given on the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 27, 1972, in Los Angeles.
So, today, appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev appeared on this Nrisimha Chaturdashi. On account of his devotee, Prahlad, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmas paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya su duskita sambhavami jige jige. The Lord appears with two purposes, paritranaya sadhunam, just to give protection and rescue the devotees and to kill the demon, vinashayasya duskita. So, Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old boy, his only fault was that he was Krishna conscious. He is devotee of Krishna. That was his only fault. And his father was so unkind to a child. Even 5 years old, he could not excuse, I'll let this boy do whatever, chanting Hare Krishna. No. The demons are so much against God consciousness that even at his home, he would not allow his own child to become God conscious. This is demonic. So, you'll find many critics, many enemies, because you are making progress in Krishna consciousness. So the demons are always against this Krishna consciousness movement, that is the whole history. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified. What is his fault? He was preaching God consciousness. That's all. This society is so cruel. So, Prahlad Maharaj was tortured in so many ways. The torturing methods, I think, we'll find, as you will see in today's picture, how Prahlad Maharaj was tortured. So one day, Hiranyakashipu, after all, he was his son, affection was there. So one day, Hiranyakashipu asked the boy, Prahlada anuchatanga tatam sadhidam kinchit uttamam kalena etat ayusman jad sikhad gurur bhavan. So he asked his son, my dear son, what you have learned. The best thing what you have learned from your teachers, so you kindly let me know. So Prahlad Maharaj informed that I have learned like this. What is that? Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakkhamata Nidanam Iti Pumsatita Vishnu Bhaktisched Namalakkhana Kriyeta Bhagavat Tadhyaya Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. One who is engaged in the matter of hearing about Vishnu. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We are engaged in hearing and talking and chanting about so many things, non-Vishnu. Just like you will find thousands of, millions of different types of magazines sold in your country, in all countries. Some of the magazines are sex literature, some cinema literature, some this literature, so many different types. There is one paper I have seen, diabetes literature. There are many patients of diabetes, so they have formed a society, diabetic society. I have seen it. And there are many diabetic patients, they are being boxed that you pay $2 per year and you get all information how to protect yourself from diabetes disease. So in America, $2 is nothing, but it's collecting millions and millions of dollars, diabetic society. Diabetic magazine. That sort of hearing and chanting is not needed. We are not interested in all these magazines because we are followers of Prahlad Maharaj. He is our acharya. His guru, Prahlad Maharaj's guru is Narad, and Narad is also our guru. Narad is guru of Vyasadeva. So we are a branch, but the original guru is Narad, Brahma Sampradaya. So Prahlad Maharaj is also a disciple of Narad Muni. So he teaches that Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We have to hear and talk and chant about Vishnu. Smaranam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam, to remember him always, to worship his lotus feet, Padasivanam, Archanam, temple worship, to keep the deity and nicely worship, offer food star, Aratri, this is called Archanam, Bandhanam, offering prayers, just like we offer prayer. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. These are prayers. There are so many prayers. Kesavadhita Buddha Sariya, Kesavadhita Nara Hari Roop. These are all prayers. This is also part of devotional service. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satkham Archanam Vandanam Dasyam. To be always in service of the Lord, dasyam, sakhyam, to make friendship with him, to consider Krishna as your friend. He says, even if I do not say that he is my friend, he says, I am friend of everyone. Sriram sarva bhutanam, He is friend of everyone. We don't want his friendship, but he wants our friends. He wants us to go back to home, Godhead. We don't want. So, he is more anxious to take us. Exactly like the father is more affectionate than the son. That's a fact. So he is the supreme father. So he wants that we may be happy. And therefore he comes to show us. He sends his representative son. He leaves behind him books so that we may go back to home, back to Godhead. So sab kaam, he is always sitting with me within my heart. I am in the heart and Paramatma is also within the heart as friend to give me advice that why you are bothering in this material world. Please come back to home, back to me. This is going on. Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam means fully surrender. So there are examples of devotees who sarmatman nivedan, just like Bali Maharaj. He gave everything to Krishna, even his body, everything, whatever, his kingdom, money, everything. So Prahlad Maharaj says, iti pungsa kito Vishnu bhaktisthet namulakkhana. All these items means hearing about Vishnu, chanting about Krishna, giving everything to Vishnu, offering prayers to Vishnu, offering archan, temple worship, Vishnu. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj summarizes that anyone who is doing like this, everything about Vishnu, iti pungsa pito Vishnu, bhakti state navalakkhana, these nine kinds of different devotional services, Kriyeta Bhagavati Adhyaya, directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tan Manne Aditam Uttamam. I think he is the best learned man in the world. He is the most learned. Tan Manne Aditam. He has studied everything very nicely. Actually, that is the fact. Gyan, knowledge. Knowledge means to know Krishna, God. And the Vedic injunction is jasmin vijñāte sarvamevam vijñātam bhavanti. If you understand the Supreme Lord, then you understand everything. You haven't got to study differently different subjects matter. Just like we sometimes talk of science, of astronomy, economics, politics, we talk sometimes. But we are not going to, or we didn't study all the subject matter separately. But in course of our studying Krishna consciousness, we know something of everything. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. One who is engaged in these nine kinds of devotional service directly. The Prahlad Maharaj recommends, Kriyeta Bhagavata Dhyatanmanne Aditam Uttamam. Nishammayetas sutavata hiranna kasipustada gurupatram upasidam rusha prasputitadhara. As soon as he heard, what this nonsense boy is speaking, he began so angry that Spurita Adhara. When one becomes angry, his lips, jumps. What is called? Quiver, yes. So he becomes so angry that it is said, Spurita Adhara. Immediately called his teacher, his king, because he thought the rascal teachers, they have taught him like this. I have entrusted the boy to the teachers, to Brahmins, and they have taught this Krishna consciousness. So call him. Otherwise, how is that this small boy, 5 years old only, is talking just like a great saint? So call his teacher. Brahmabandho kimitakti vipaksam sriyata sata asaram grihito balo jam anardita durmate mam anardita durmate. Hiranyakashipu became bitterest enemy of Vishnu because his brother Hiranyaka, he was killed by Vishnu taking the shape of Varaha. You know this story. Since then, Hiranyakashipu was bitterest enemy. Vishnu has killed my brother. So he is my bitterest enemy. So you won't hear anything about Vishnu. Any Vishnu devotee, he will punish him, even in his own son. That was his policy. So he immediately called him, the teachers, and addressed him, Brahma Bandhu Kimetati Vipaksam Sriyatang Sata Asaram Grahitu Balo Mam Anadita Durmati. So here, teachers are generally Brahmins. Not generally, to become teacher is the business of the Brahmin. Brahmin means they have got 6 kind of, everyone must have livelihood. This material world is that you must work, otherwise you cannot get your livelihood. That is the law, whatever you may be. So, the Brahmins, means of livelihood, 6 things. Pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigya. Pathan means he must be very learned scholar, study the Vedic literature, and must teach others also. That is Brahmin's business. And in that way, whatever the disciples bring, that is his income. No salary, no contract, that if you pay me $100 or $500 weekly, then I can teach you. No, there is no such contract. Teaching is free. It is the business of a Brahmin to give free education to everyone. Now it is just like in our institution, I am your teacher, but there is no such contract that you have to pay me. But you pay me more than anything. So pathan pathan, that is the means of livelihood of Brahmin. And Kshatriya, they are kings. They can levy tax on the citizen. Because they are giving protection from being hurt by others. Kshatriya means one who gives protection a man being hurt by others. That is the real root meaning. Kshatriya. And Vaishya means they should kisi goraksha vanijyam. They should engage themselves in producing foodstuff, food grains, kisi, protect cows, especially when goraksha. As the king is meant for giving protection to the man, similarly, a vaishya is supposed to give protection to the cows. or they keep cows and produce milk product. They're Vaishya. And Shudra, simply service. So these are the different types of employment of different kinds of social order. And a king, the king has to see that everyone is employed. Not that hundreds of people are unemployed and government has to give welfare subsidy. Not like that. The king's duty is that everyone is independently earning his livelihood. That is king's duty. So, here, the teachers are addressed here, Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu means a person who is born by a Brahmin father, but is not acting as a Brahmin. He is called Brahma Bandhu, Bija Bandhu. Bija Bandhu, one who is born of a, actually born of a Brahmin father, but he is not acting as a Brahmin. So Hiranyakashipu addressed the teachers, Brahma Bandhu, not Brahman. Because you are untrustworthy. I entrusted with my son to be taught, and you have taught him this Krishna consciousness. So against my will, he says practically, Brahma Vanda Kimetate Vipakham Sriyatang Sata. I entrusted my child for being educated by you, and you have instigated him to speak in favor of my enemy. Vishnu. Vishnu is my enemy. How is that? Atharam grahito balo, mam anadhita durmate. This rascal boy, he does not care for me, and he has learned this Krishna consciousness and you have taught him. How is that? Hanti jasadavo loke durmatriya chatma bhishina tisam udeti agham kali roga patukivam ivo. So I think these demigods who are followers of Vishnu, they are coming in disguise and poisoning my son by teaching Krishna consciousness, and he did not take care of him. So what is this? Then the teachers replied, Nama pranitam na para pranitam suto vadeti esha tavendra satrava naisarga king yam matirasya rajam nijaccha mannu kadadasma mana. They said, my dear king, don't think we have taught him like this. It is not, I know, it is not our duty to teach him against your will. But his Krishna consciousness is not due to our teaching. Neither somebody is coming in disguise and teaching him. Nama pranitam na para pranitam. He is neither taught by us nor by anyone else. Suto vadoti is tarenda satro, Indra satro, the enemy, the Hiranyakashipu is the enemy of the demigod. Therefore, his address as Indra satro. As he addressed the Brahmin, Brahma Bandhu, so they retaliated also, that you are enemy of the demigods. Naisarga kiyam, Naishagikiyam. By nature he is doing that. We try to forbid him, we try to stop him chanting Hare Krishna. But still he is doing. Matirasarajan, nijachamannum, kodadas mama. You don't be angry upon us. We never did it. He is, by his own nature, he chants, he preaches, he is doing all this. Guru naivam prati proktam bhuya aha asura sutam na ced guru mokhiyam te kuto abhadra sati mati. Then he again asks his son, now I understand that your teacher has not taught you all these things. You rascal, where you have learnt all this Krishna consciousness? Abhadra. He is kuto abhadra sati mati. Where from you got this rascal wisdom? Tell me. So this is the position, you see. Even father becomes enemy. Now Prahlad Maharaj is replying. Prahlad Maharaj is replying, Matinna Krishna Paratu Sato Ba Mithovi Paddeta Grihabratana Padanta Govhi Visatang Tamisang Punapunachar Visacharvana. My dear father, don't be afraid. It is not a thing to be taught. Matinna Krishna, nobody can become Krishna conscious. Matinna Krishna parato, being taught by others. Matinna Krishna parato sato ba, or by mental speculation, a thinking ones. Mitho vipaddata, or by making conference meeting, religious meeting, conference. No. Three things. One thing is to learn Krishna consciousness by speculative method, self-realization, just like so many people are very much interested. That why should I go to Guru? I can realize myself. I shall meditate. So that is called sata. And parata means by others' instruction. And mitha means by assembly. So who? The grihabratana. If one is grihabrata, there are two things, grihastha and grihabrata or grihamedhi. So those who are grihabrata, because he is pointing out his father's position, but he is grihabrata, he has no other business. He simply wants to get money, hiranna. Hiranna means gold, and Kosipu, a nice apartment. That's all. So he says that grihabratana, if one makes it his point to remain in a comfortable home life for him, either by speculation or by teaching or by meeting, he will never develop Krishna consciousness. Then what is their position? Na adanta govhi visatang samissa. They are unable to control their senses, and as such, they are entering into the darkest region of material existence. Punapunachar vitachar banava. Now, their only business is chewing the chewed. They have no other ways. Griha pratana, those who want to be happy materially, actually, they are chewing the chewed. Material happiness means sex life. Ultimate, utmost, topmost happiness. So people are simply trying to how to utilize this sex life in so many ways. In pictures, I do not wish to discuss, in dancing, in club, in so many ways. Because they cannot control the senses. And the same thing, the same sex life in different way. Sometimes in naked dance, sometimes in this way, sometimes in that way. Therefore it is called puna-puna-charvita-charvita. I have heard that some people go to Florida and they spend $50,000 per week for organizing naked dance. Okay. So naked woman he has seen so many times, but still he spends more money to see it in a different way. That is called puna-puna-charvita. Chewing the chew. The persons who are too much attached to sense gratification, and they have made it their conclusion that we shall be happy within our family life or this social life, Vidyapati sings, Tatala Saikati Bari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaj. Our society means society, friendship and love. There must be women, must be children, sutamita, ramani samadhi. So there is some pleasure, undoubtedly. Otherwise, why people are working so hard to stick to this position? That Vidyapati sings, that tatala saikate baribindu sama sutamita ramani samaj. There is undoubtedly some pleasure, but that pleasure is so insignificant that it can be compared a drop of water on the desert. Desert, if you want to utilize desert to make it a garden or productive field, you have to pour water, the whole ocean water you have to pour there. Now if somebody says, all right, you want water, now take this one drop of water. Then what you will do? Similarly, our heart is hankering after so many things. We are hankering after Krishna. But we do not know. We are trying to satisfy our hankering in so many ways, in material ways. Actually, we are hankering after Krishna. Just like a small child, it is crying. And it cannot express, but it is wanting the mother's breast feeding. So you cannot stop him crying unless it is transferred to the mother. Similarly, actually we love Krishna. That is a fact. Because we love Krishna, therefore you, who did not hear even the name of Krishna, say 4 or 5 years ago. Why you are after so much Krishna? This is the proof that actually we are after Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is being accepted in Western countries by the younger generation. Why? Because every one of us, we love Krishna. But it is now covered by Maya. We have to simply take out the covering, Maya. Then you have Krishna Bhakti. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kabu Noy Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udoy. That Krishna consciousness is not an artificial thing. That we are making some propaganda on Krishna consciousness, publishing some books, magazines, and our teachers are going place to place. No, there are so many propaganda is going on. But they are not so effective. What means we have got to make propaganda? We simply make this propaganda, please chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Of course we do sincerely. So if we propagate sincerely and seriously, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. We must be sincere. Then if we canvass, please chant Hare Krishna, it will be a bit. It will be a bit. The business is not very serious or very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Anyone you meet is simply requesting about hearing about Krishna. So, but if one is so much covered by materialistic enjoyment, it takes little time. Otherwise, automatically there is love for Krishna and Shiv Sovanadi Suddha Chitta. This therefore Prahlad Maharaj says, Sovanam, if we hear about Krishna constantly through realized soul, not professional, if we hear Satan Prasangat Mahabijasam, then automatically our dormant Krishna consciousness come out. So, Prahlad Maharaj says therefore, those who are determined to become happy within this material world, they cannot be raised to Krishna consciousness either by personal teaching or by making conference or by mental speculation. That is not possible. Because he is determined. So, our duty is that we should know that in the materialistic way of life, we shall never be happy. This is called knowledge. And vairagya. So this vairagya and knowledge is not so easy. Prahlad Maharaj says, Adanta gopi visitam tamistam. It is not possible. That means he assures his father, don't be worried, you will never be Krishna conscious. Because your only aim is to stick to home and money and woman. Therefore, rest assured, you will not be. It is not that a person's life will be raised to Krishna consciousness. Then, how you have done? The next question should be. Why they are sticking to this materialistic way of life? And that is answered by Prahlad Maharaj. Nati vidu sartakating Vishnu. These persons, those who are so much materially attached, they do not know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. The Supreme Personality of God is Vishnu. That is actually the ultimate goal of life. We are here in this material world, forgetting Krishna, to enjoy, to lord it over the material nature. Everyone is trying to become the lord, master of material. And that is trouble. Nobody can become lord and master of this material world. But that struggle to become master, they are taking it happiness. They are taking it happiness. That is the nature are persons who are influenced by the modes of passion. They will work hard, and that will they will say it is very good, pleasing. Because they do not know that is nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Durashaya de bahirathamarina. They are hoping against hope to become happy within this material world. That is the whole history. Take the history, any history, modern history. There are so many empires, the Roman Empire, the Carthaginian Empire, the Greek Empire, the British Empire recently, Hitler's Nazism, and so many. For some time, they become very powerful. They are like Hiranyakashipu. He is now very powerful, he is thinking, nobody can. Now he, today he will be killed. Narahari-rupa is coming. So this demonic civilization will never be successful. That's a fact. But they are so fooled, they do not see even historical evidences. So many empires failed. The Roman Empire failed. The British Empire failed. Still somebody is trying to create another empire. Another, different empire. Just like your President Nixon. He's trying to influence all other nations under his control. Why? Of course I should not speak all these things. This may be criticism. But that is the way going on. That is the way. We can understand. We can understand politics, economics, everything. But we do not bother about it. But our aim is that this way of life, to increase materially happiness, it will never be successful. That is our conclusion. We are not fools that we have given up everything for advancing Krishna consciousness. Because we know that this way we shall never be happy. It is not possible. That is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. These rascal people who are so much materially attached. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhogai sarja prasaktanam taya apurhita chitasam. Babasadnik buddhi samadhau na adhigacchati. Those are too much attached, bhoga, material enjoyment. Oishajya, material opulence. Bhogai sarja prasaktanam taya apurhita chitasam. Persons whose heart has been misled by this kind of civilization. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, to become too much materially opulent is a disqualification for attaining Krishna consciousness. It's a disqualification. Because they don't care. Just like in our temple, not very rich men, they are coming. Because they say, what is this nonsense, Krishna consciousness? We have got everything. These boys, they haven't got to eat anything, therefore they're chanting Hare Krishna on the street, that's all. They think like that. They're needy, all right, they're needy, give them some money, that's all. They don't like to take anything from us. Because the same reason. Matinna krishne parato sato ba. They will never understand. Because their aim is grihapratana. They want to happy. Although they are seeing there is no happiness, they never can be happy. Still, this is called puna puna chodbita chardana. Chewing the chute. Once the sugar cane is chewed by somebody, it is thrown away, and if somebody else comes and chew it again, what juice he'll have it. The punapunacharita. Nate vidushartakating he Vishnu. Durasa, ji durasaya, visaya vasi tantya karanante hi Vishnu na vidu. Tatra hetu sasmin neva arti purushartha jisa tisang gatin gamyam. Natu tepi gurupadesat Vishnu gyasasi tatraha bohit visaye bahvo jisang ti bahiratha staneva gurutena mantum silang jisang ti. So, one is fixed up in this conclusion that we shall become happy with this materialistic way of life. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness. And they do not know also that our ultimate goal of life is Krishna, Vishnu. Then why it is so? They have become blind. They have blind themselves and they are also led by blind leaders. The leaders, at the present moment, leaders, they say that why you are going to church? Why you are going to temple? If you want your bread, just like in Christian religion, if you go to church, O God, give us our daily bread. But the atheist class, they are propagating for bread, why you are going to church? You make industry, you make business and you get bread. Well, actually, we are just we're talking that there are so many unemployment. Currently, was talking Samsung. Samsung was saying that the computer, it is called computer, it can do thousands of man's business. So, they have discovered this machine. That means thousands of men will be unemployed. That is actually happening in your country. Due to so many machines, now, take for example, formerly, you have seen the picture, Krishna's Vrindavan picture, Krishna's father transferring Krishna, they are going on bullock carts, no motor car. You have seen the picture. So, formerly transport was bullock carts. The cows and the bulls are employed for agricultural purpose, for drawing the carts. So there was no necessity of motor car. Now you have got motor car, motor tractor, you don't want the bullocks, you have to kill them. How you can utilize them? Then you must have slaughterhouse to kill them. And as soon as you kill them, then you have to eat them. So this is the, entanglement. If you kill, then you become responsible for being killed. The subtle laws. Therefore, without knowing our ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, nothing we do is sarthagatim. That is our interest. The human form of life is offered by nature. After so much evolutionary process. Just to understand Vishnu, God. This is the only business. But instead of attending our real business, we are trying to be happy in other ways. Then you can say that if we are engaged in real business, then how the economic question will be solved? We have to work. That's right. You work. But work simple. Why you have invented so much botherous? Work is there. If you have got cows and if you have got land, then you till the land, get grains, and there is milking, there is fruit, there is flour. Anywhere you can live peacefully, whole economic question is solved. And because we have forgotten, we have missed the real point that our life is meant for God realization. We are simply increasing botheration. Puna puna chadvis. Adanta govi visitantam. Andhajathandhirupaniyaman. The leaders are blind. We are also blind. So they are advising that if you want to solve your economic problem, why you are going to church? Why you are going to temple? Come here. Increase business, industry, take loan and start business. That's all. This is going on. But actually, the more we are trying to mislead this one, mislead their thinking, it is all like the social condition is becoming more and more great. That's a fact. We are trying to solve one problem, but many other problems are coming because we do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. Because we are missing the real point. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nati vidu sarthagati Vishnu durasaya jiva hirathamanina. These rascals, they are thinking that by so-called economic development, by exploiting material resources, we shall be happy. That is not possible. Best example your country has given, you have exploited the material resources and other countries are also following, but where is the happiness? Instead of happiness, there is hippiness. So still they have no eyes to see that why you are going, where we are going. Adanta govi visatanta misram punapunacharvita charvananam. Because we cannot control our senses, we are driving, we are being pushed towards the darkest region of material existence. Very hard to live. Darkest region means that we are going to become animals next life. Because this is animalistic civilization. Nature gave us the opportunity to realize God. But God realization is meant for human being. The human being, if he does not realize God, he is simply engaged in animalistic way of life, eating, sleeping, mating. Then nature will call all lives again become a punar musika bhava. Again become a mouse. You know this story? Punar musika bhava. There is a story, this is a very nice story. One rat, a mouse, he came to a saintly person. Everyone comes to a saintly person for some blessing, you see. Real blessing they don't want, some material blessing. Real blessing Krishna they don't want. If you give him some blessing that you become very rich man and leader, very, very much, please. So this mouse also came and begged the saintly person, Sir, I am in difficulty. If you give me some blessing. Now what is that? Now the cat chases after me always. I am very unhappy. So what do you want? Now if you make me a cat, then I can get relief from this. All right, you become cat. So he became cat. So after a few days, again he comes. Sir, again I am in trouble. What is that? The dog is chasing. Don't laugh. Here, serious. Dog is chasing. All right, then what do you want? Make me a tiger. All right, you become a tiger. So, when he became a tiger, he was tearing on the sentient person like this. So, he asked, why you are staring upon me? You want to eat me? Yes. So he again casts it, punar musigo, again you become mouse. Again you become mouse. So that is our position. We are advanced in civilization. Now we want to kill God. So we are again going to be uncivilized. To remain in the forest, and to remain naked, actually they are practicing that, nature's life. So again we are going to be aborigines. And that is being practiced. They are going to the forest, they remain naked. So actually, punar musikabhav, again become mouse. Civilized human being means God conscious, happy life, no trouble. No enviousness, everything happy. No hard labor. Why hard labor? Everything is there. You just employ your little intelligence. You get sufficient food by grains, by fruits, by flowers, milk. There is no difficulty if we remain in our own way. So that is the difficulty, that we do not know that our ultimate goal of life is God realization. Then God has got all arrangement. You cannot produce fruits and grains in factory. They are given by God. Why? That you eat them and be Krishna conscious and chant Hare Krishna. But you don't want that. We want slaughterhouse. Unnecessary. Actually, if you go to the store, there are so many storehouses. How many stores are selling only meat? It is not possible. Then 99% fruits, vegetables, grains you are taking and maybe a little percentage of meat. So why you cannot give up this little percentage? If you think that meat is very valuable, then why don't you live on meat? Russia is also trying like that. That has become the fashion. In Moscow, it was very difficult to find out nice grains. With great Samson, they used to spend 2 hours daily to secure these things. So, this is the problem. Nati vidu sarthagati vishnu durasaya bahirathmana. They are trying to be happy by the arrangement of these material activities. Andhajathan bhirupaniyamana sthiti satanta. They do not know that the material nature is so strong that you cannot get out of it unless you are prepared to suffer more and more. If you take to natural life and live peacefully and take to Krishna consciousness, that is your real life. And if you simply increase botheration and problems, then you will have to suffer. That is the position of modern civilization. Actually, superficially we see that material advancement of material science, people have got so many machines, so many facilities, But actually, we are in trouble. Just like I gave you one example. The computer machine, it can work for thousands of men. So thousands of men means the thousands of men must be unemployed. Especially in your country, they are taking advantage of this machine because the salaries, if you want to pay to the worker a big, big salary, so they want to save. They are taking machine and they think that you have saved money, so many workers, but the workers are becoming unemployed. The government has to give them welfare. The government will tax. Government will not give money, welfare, from government's pocket. The government will increase your taxation. So you stop payment by importing some machine. Now you have to pay that money to the government. This is called entanglement. This is a crude example. I don't say that you stop all this business. But the material world is like that. You want to solve something, instead of solving, you will create so many problems. This is material. Because our life is not meant for solving problems and creating problems. Our life is meant for understanding God. Then everything is all right. But that we have given up. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi vishnu durasayadi bahirathamanina. Anna-yathandhai-rupaniyamana stipi-satantra-urudhami-vadhyā. They do not know that you cannot go an inch beyond the stringent laws of materialism. That is not possible. Then the next question is how people are not interested in Krishna consciousness and they are misled by blind leaders. So, what is the solution? That is Prahlad Maharaj saying. Naishāṁ makistāpatu rukkumāṁ dhīṁ sprishyatta nathāpa gamoja dhattā. Mahi asāna pādura jovisikam niskinchana nāna vinita jāva. Therefore, one has to take shelter of a pure devotee. That is the only solution. He said, Naishāṁ matistāvatu rukkramāgi. The beginning was, they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Then how to become Krishna conscious? See, that is the solution. Prahlāda Mahārāja says, Naishāṁ matistāvatu. So long one does not approach a pure devotee. Mahiyasang, niskinchanana, great personalities, who has no more any material interest, niskinchan, and takes the dust of his lotus feet on the head. Naishang matistavat urukramangni. So long one does not approach such personality, there is no possibility of becoming Krishna conscious. Naishāṁ matistāvadurukkumāṁ ghiṁ. As soon as one approaches the pure devotee and takes the dust of his lotus feet and puts it on his head, immediately, anattha abhavama, he will be freed from all this nonsense. That means he forget this idea that materially we cannot go. This is the process. So we have to approach a niskinchan who has nothing to do with this material world. His only ambition is to serve God, Krishna. If somebody approaches him and takes the dust of his lotus feet, then he can understand. Mahiyasang padurujuvisitam Niskinchanam Navanita Java. Our time is over. Alright. So in this way, Pullar Maharaj talked with his father and the father became more angry. Instead of taking the lesson, Murkhayo Pudesha hi Prakopaya Masante. If you teach lesson to a foolish person, he will be simply angry. He will not take your lessons. How it is so? Payaparam bhujanganam kevalam visavartana. If you keep a snake and if you want to make friendly behavior with him, that, my dear snake, don't bite anymore. I will give you milk and banana. You eat here and stay here nicely. He will die. His poison will increase. And one day there is a story. They sent him. The Paipanam Bhujanganam Kivalam Pishavardhanam. So these are lesson stories. So his father, Hiranyakashipu, became more and more angry. Say, one day, because after all, son and father, his son was simple, but so one day he said, "Plus, I shall now kill you. I shall see how your Krishna saves you." So immediately Prahlad was seen to the pillars of the hall. It is his king. So Hiranyakashipu asked him, "Is your god Krishna in the pillar?" He said, "Yes, sir. Yes, my father. He is there." So immediately, with anger, he broke the pillar, and Hiranyakashipu and Narasimha came out.